We all attended or listened to David Leonhardt's discussion titled The Future of News. It was part of the McCloskey series at the Aspen Institute. And Leonhardt is a op-ed columnist for the New York Times and a veteran journalist. He had some really interesting things to say about the future of news and journalism. And I was pretty surprised at him being so optimistic about it in general, but not so much on the local level, local journalism, its economic future. How do we make money? Especially in this age of delivery, you know, everybody wants it on a digital platform.
No, I think the New York Times is a one-off and they know it. In other words, I think when they started the whole digital subscription process, I think they knew, although they wouldn't admit, that eventually the newspaper would be gone and that they would all they would do is sell their journalism. And I think one of the reasons that works is I don't think fundamentally the Times considers themselves reporters in the traditional sense. They are storytellers. And each one of their journalists has a personality. You go, oh, Leonhardt, I love to read his stuff. Jim Rutenberger writes on media, great writer. And you get hooked. And if you do that with enough people and they spread the word, you can reach a million or so digital subscriptions. But the question is, how many newspapers in the U.S. can do that?
Well, I don't know if we can locally. I mean,
right. I mean, I think that's the, as I think about the business model in Aspen or any local community, I mean, you look at the challenge of scalability, right? So we know, of course, people want their to do everything they do on a digital or a mobile platform most of the time. But I was just having this conversation yesterday with somebody about when you're the New York Times and you have 2.3 million digital subscribers, you can scale that. When you're in Aspen, finding a way to take the print business model, which was successful for so long, and then bridge the gap between there and digital, it's simply a scalability issue.
The New York Times can get away with just being subscription-based first. We have to do something different on a local level.
In our market, this one specifically, we've been fortunate enough to maintain enough print revenue that we haven't been in a crisis of how do we get the digital revenue fast enough? How do we scale it fast enough? So there's definite revenue there. The challenge is that it represents such a small piece of the pie that you have to figure out how else to diversify, because it isn't all going to come from there. How do you create a business model that's sustainable? I mean, print advertising is still the bread and butter of the business, no doubt about it. And then you have digital, which is a chunk. It pays for some stuff, but certainly not the operation. And then so where else do you diversify? Is that in events? Is it in whatever? I mean, it's all of those kind of diversified revenue streams.
It distracts us from the reason we're on the planet.
I agree with you, just so you know.
Well, you're way old-fashioned. Right. So am I.
What's the fundamental philosophical question? I mean, if we could all just do the noble work of journalism all day long, I think we'd all be in our happiest spot. If we could just come in and write great stories all day long and not worry about the rest of it, which is what we used to be able to do.
Yes.
But, I mean, to Dave's point, it isn't fun. It does distract from the core. I mean, I don't think any of us love it like we love the core of the business that we do. But I feel like in a lot of ways, at least for us, finding some of those other revenue streams are what we have to do in order to keep producing the core with the same staff.
And there was a question that was in the audience that evening, and it was referencing NPR. Maybe the nonprofit model is the way to go. And there are some newspapers that there's been nonprofit that's been formed and had bought, you know, owns a newspaper. And obviously what we're doing right here on Aspen Public Radio is a nonprofit model. People pay for what they want. You know, if we're giving them the right content, then they pay for it.
It's really interesting because that works really well here.
Sure does.
In a community like Aspen, it works really well. And one of the things that you look at when you're actually publishing a for-profit newspaper is how successful that nonprofit organization like ProPublica is.